Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Have you ever wondered what is Papa's heart, actually? What is the Lord's heart when it comes to things like healing? We talk about praying for the sick, and we do it, but how much confidence do we have in actually, like Conan was talking about, taking the time when we see somebody in the grocery store or somebody that we know, do we stop and take that time? And what would keep us from taking that time? Is it doubt? Is it you don't want to get embarrassed? You don't. What if they don't get healed? There's always that what if. I think the what if is a big trip up. Anybody else feel like that? I've been there. That what if? What do you do with the what if? The more confident we can be that it's God's heart for that person for healing to happen, the more confidence we can be in that, the more we can rest in that, knowing that what if becomes smaller and smaller, right? So we have to wrestle that in our minds and in our soul. We got to get rid of the things that would think, oh my goodness, I'm really putting myself out there. I'm going to get so like frustrated if they don't get hit, and it becomes all about us rather than the Lord. If they don't get healed, it's not because we didn't offer prayer. And at the least, they're going to get blessed. There's nothing wrong with that. They're going to know somebody reached out to them and took some time and blessed them, right? And I always appreciate when somebody will take the time and pray for me. Even people I don't know, when I see them, I mean, they come up to me or whatever. A lot of you have had that experience, I hope. If not, we all need to step up our game. All need to be praying for each other when we, we need to reach out and share Father's heart. So what is Father's heart? In Isaiah 58, I love this passage. In verse 6, so the father is really frustrated, or not, I shouldn't put it that way, because he doesn't have the most, that kind of, but he is angry at the Israelites because they're, the Hebrews are, Hebrew people are fasting, but they're doing it in just religiosity. A heart's not in it. And so they're doing all the right things, but then through the week, they live like they want to. So they're doing the fasting and doing all the sacrifices and all of that, but their heart's not in it. They don't have a, they're not putting themselves in living what they're preaching. So the father goes, starting with verse 6. Is this not the fast which I choose, to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke? Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry, bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? That really puts a challenge on us. That that's his heart, that we break the bonds of the yoke, that we set them free, that we're the ones that he's put himself into. Holy Spirit in you has the power to break the yoke of another person, the burden that they're carrying. He has the power. He's given you power to give a hug, to give food, a kind word, encouragement and blessing. That's his heart. That's the heart of God. He doesn't care about the fasting if it's done in religious, with a religious spirit behind it. He cares about the fasting of the flesh that gives out to another. It costs you something when you have to give somebody bread. It costs a few moments of your time when you have to, when you stop and pray for somebody. It always costs us something to bring the homeless into our home, to do something for another, totally well-being. The Lord's all about that. Totally is his heart. In Corinthians, let me get to the right place here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, talks about, starting with verse 4, talks about the gifts. The gifts come from the Lord. He's given each one of you gifts. Each one of you. When you were conceived, you got a gift. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of ministries and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So all the gifts that you've been given, each one of you has a gift. That gift is for the common good, the well-being of another. It's not for you. Their gift is for you. Their gift is for you. That's why it's so important for us to stop and take the time to stop and give that hug, to pray for somebody, to bring that encouragement, to prophesy if the Lord, if that's your gift, to pray for healing. Because how will it benefit another if you don't do it? Because you're the one that has that gift. Yeah? Verse 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit, and to another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the effecting of miracles, and to another, prophecy, and to another, the distinguishing of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, just as he wills. For even as the body is one, and yet many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, as in Christ. In John 17:20, Jesus talks about us being one with him. And because we're one with him, we look like him. We have the capabilities of being Jesus. The manifest presence of Jesus Christ on this earth is in every one of you through Holy Spirit. So what are we manifesting? Are we manifesting the gifts? Are you walking in your gifting? Do you know what it is? Are you confident in your giftings? And somebody's shaking their head, no. Got to work on that. The Lord wants you to be confident, because when you're confident in your gifting, then there's no stopping Holy Spirit. You'll boldly go where no man has gone, as they say in Star Trek. It's like when you're confident in your gifting, the Lord will empower you as that gift is needed, it will be pulled out of you because you're willing and open and confident in it. You're trusting for it. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's hard to get over the flesh because the flesh is like, flesh wants to make it about us, right? We get all nervous when we're going to do something that looks risky or feels risky, where we could be made to look foolish or made to go out and do things that we've never done before. So we have to have the attitude of, so what? It's not about me. It's about how can I bring the Lord glory? So in John 17, 20, it says, Jesus is praying for us. He's praying for us. Before this, he's praying for himself and the Father, and then he goes into the disciples and the Father, but then he starts talking about all of us who've come to know him through their teaching. That's all of us. I hope you can get this part right here, because God in you is amazing. And he just wants out. He's equipped you in every way to do everything that Jesus ever did. He said, greater things will you do. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You need to walk it. We need to start walking it. We need some boldness in us. No holding back. If you feel like you have a prophetic gift, you need to use it, exercise it, grow it. If you, whatever your gift is, whatever you feel like it is, and if you don't know, just start doing something that feels good, because you all have the power to bless. You all have Holy Spirit, and he's not lacking. So just start working it and ask for things. Feel like you have the gift of prophecy, I'm getting a little off here, but if you feel like you have the gift of prophecy, but you want healing, ask for it and start praying for people. If you have the gift of teaching and you want the gift of intercession, start interceding and asking the Lord to give you words as you pray. You can increase your gifting. You can grow it to the point it becomes anointed. When it becomes anointed, when you become, that anointing just means that Holy Spirit's on it, right? And he's the one working the other person then. It's not by so much effort on your part. He's the only one that can get to the heart anyway. So John 17:20, Jesus says, I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who also will believe in me through their words, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. You are the testimony of Christ, that he was here on the earth. You are now his testimony. You see yourself that way? Yes, you are. The glory, he goes on to say, the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you've loved me. God the Father loves you even as he loves the Son. He's one with you as much as he is the Son. And they are one with you together. There is no separation. If you have Jesus Christ in you, if you've accepted him as Lord and Savior, he has given you his very spirit. And that spirit, Holy Spirit, has everything you need to glorify God in you. Everything you need. We lack for no good thing that would cause us to glorify God in just who we are. And it's not the big things, it's the simple little things. It's that kind word. It's the hug. It's the stop and pray for somebody. It's the cup of tea or coffee or whatever, you know. It's those little things. It's the prayers, the intercession, the touching another one when there's need. It's meeting the needs of each other. Just like it talks about in Isaiah. That's the Father's heart, that we would do all of those things for each other. And he's given us gifts to do it. We need to get hungry to use our giftings. We need to get hungry to manifest God and bring him glory. We need to get bold. I'd like Josh to come up and just start, and we're just going to start praying. We're going to exercise the gift of healing tonight. And how many of you have ever experienced a miraculous healing? Look at that. Look, if you guys are in the front, look at that's a lot. That's awesome. That is awesome. It is available. And so we're going to step out in what is available through Holy Spirit, and we're going to start praying for each other. So I want you all to get involved. So right now I keep hearing the word headache. Does any of you struggle with headaches? Somebody's pointing somebody. So there's a hand up. Anybody else struggle with headaches? Back there. All right. So we want to pray for these people. So if you guys could just stand, the ones that have your hands up, and some of you gather around, and we're going to pray for them. Just lay your hands. Just lay hands on them. And we're gonna exercise that God-given gift to heal each other. So when you're this girl right here, yeah, she needs some. When you're praying for another person for healing, you don't ask it to go. Whatever it is they're dealing with, you don't ask politely if the headache, would you please go? You don't do that. You take authority over the headache. Because it is oppression at some level, and you command it to go. You break it off of her body and you bless her body. You have the authority to do that. It's in the Word. The Word says you do. A physical issue, physical infirmity or something on your body that you'd like prayer for, I'd like you to raise your hands. There's one back there. There's something you want prayer for right here. So you guys, can you see? So there's a hand there and there's a hand there. Let's pray. We'll pray for them. So when you don't know what it is, you start asking them what's going on with your body. What do you need? praying with somebody, ask them if they have something that's like backache or whatever, if they have something that can be tested, have them test it out. Is there anybody here with back aches? Trouble with indigestion or digestive issues. Anybody like that? Indigestion or digestive or read this scripture to you. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. This is a will. These signs will accompany. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink deadly poison, it won't hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That's a will. It will. Exercising your gift, if you feel hesitant about stepping out into gifting and being bold in it, I want you to come forward because I want to pray for you. If you have trouble believing for it, just struggle with the knowing what it is even, I just want to invite you to come forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
just want to thank you all for coming out tonight. I hope you were blessed. Did anybody get healed? Anybody feel like you got healing or blessed? There's one back there. Awesome. Awesome. Well, Father, I ask that you just go with this mighty group of people and just as they live out the rest of the week, Lord, that they would encounter you in new ways and that boldness would arise in each one of them. And I just bless you to walk in your giftings with boldness. So thank you for coming out and be blessed.